Welcome to the second week of our Fruit of the Spirit podcast, where we're interviewing Memorial Road members whom others see as living out the fruit of the Spirit. This conversation is about joy, and it's with Robert Hamm, who, after a career in full-time ministry, retired and moved to Edmond with his wife, Loretta. Robert is a joyful person who encourages so many he comes in contact with. Robert also directs many funerals that happen at Memorial Road, walking beside families in times of deep loss and uncertainty. And we are thankful for Robert and Loretta and the gifts they are to Memorial Road. So we hope you enjoy this conversation about joy.
So we're talking about joy. When you are approached about this as someone who people know to be full of joy, what do you think about that? Do you feel like that explains the kind of person you are? Or?
Not really. I try to be joyful, and I'm not always joyful. But I guarantee you, when I come in this building, I try to be joyful. And it's mainly because of, you know, who we represent. And because of the great staff that's here, I try to encourage them in every way that I can. And they encourage me. So it's a, you know, kind of a reciprocal thing there.
So what are some of the ways that you try to help other people have the same joy, the same just the same attitude that you come in here with? How do you try to help other people to have that same feeling?
Okay, well, I try to have a joyful, you know, thought about me and maybe expression on my face and how I speak upbeat and so on. But I like people and I watch people. And when I see them doing good things, well, I always commend them for the good things that they do. And, you know, it's just fun being a part of this great big church family, because, you know, there's a lot of things to do, et cetera. And I just watch people, and when I see that they might need a little pickup, why, I try to give them that.
Is this something that you've always done, or is this something you've had to teach yourself?
Oh, I've had to work on it, of course. I'm an old Kansas farm boy way back, you know. But through the years, yes, you know, you learn, you work with people, and then let the Lord help you along, and the Holy Spirit, etc. It's just been a great ride. But yes, I've worked on it and tried to be the kind of person that when someone sees me coming, they don't run, say, here comes a Robert, you know, let's go the other way. But try to be the kind of person that they would like to see me come, and the person that maybe I can help them in some way to appreciate who they are and what they do.
It seems like sometimes we may encounter people who seem a little grumpy, or maybe they're willing to point out the negative things that they see us doing, or they see a younger person doing, or something like that. But it sounds like you try to take the opposite approach. So how do you feel like that helps your brothers and sisters here to be encouraged, to see that joy from you?
Well, you know, to always be positive. The Lord was positive to every honest person and person that really tried to do right. The only time that Jesus, you know, was really negative to a person was a person who was hypocritical, etc., you know, that way. But, you know, in life, don't always know what the other person is walking through or what has happened to them. So sometimes if they are negative, you know, I always try to be positive to them, give them a positive response, maybe do something to make them chuckle a little bit, or maybe even laugh out loud, but try to feel good about God, about the Lord Jesus, about the Spirit that lives within us, and about the Lord's work.
Is it ever hard to have that joy? Are you, do you ever have a bad day or a day where you think this is going to be a tough one, but you do you do something to push through that or to still have that joy?
Well, every day will bring you challenges. And some days naturally are tougher than others. But yes, I just remind myself of who I am, what the Lord has done for me, and I just try to be thankful and push through any and every challenge that any day might bring.
What are I hear there are certain things that you like to say to people to encourage them. What are some of those things?
Fantastic, or super, or excellent. Well done. You did that great, you know.
What do you think that does for people to hear you say that to them?
Well, I think that it perks them up and it encourages them. And that's the motivation for doing that.
Why do you think that's important to encourage them?
Everyone needs encouragement. You know, I like the person Barnabas from the book of Acts particularly because he was an encourager. In fact, that's what his name means, a son of encouragement. And as a brother or a sister, you need to encourage each other and receive encouragement because, every day just brings challenges and so on. If you can help people through that, then excellent.
Is there anyone in your life that's been an example of joy to you?
Probably my wife, you know.
Why would you say that?
Well, she's just a joyful person. You see her, she's always got a smile on her face. When we get up in the morning, and I usually get up before she does, but when she gets up, she hits the road running, quote. Now, she can't run because she's a polio victim, but she can walk great and so on. But when she gets up, she's smiling, singing, etc. I get up very slowly, and I don't talk much for a few minutes maybe, but then I get my motor going, and I try not to get up grumpy. I try to get up positive and so on. But Lurie is a great encouragement, you know, to me. And then there have been, you know, ministers through the years that have really been great examples that I've tried to follow, such as Jim Bill McIntyre, who has passed on now. And wow, man, you think back through, you know, some of the professors that I had way back, Center Christian, Harold Fletcher, man, excellent encouragement. My dorm dad, then others through the years, Raymond Kelsey, Hugo McCord, etc.
What do you think as far as when people look at you and they see you as a joyful person, what would you say to people to encourage them to find a way to themselves express that joy or that encouragement to other people?
Okay, well, you know, as a member of the body, the Lord's church, the Lord's kingdom, and so on, you know, that's the greatest organization ever known, ever will be. And remember, just try to remind them who they are and what they have, what the Lord has done for them, and where they're headed eternally. You know, just hang in there. Keep on keeping on. Do what's right and just keep doing right, and things will get better for them. And they'll get stronger, they'll get tougher, and they'll be able to work through any and every tough things or thing that Satan might throw at them or another person, etc. It's just how you handle things. Try to encourage them to just do what's right.
Yeah, some people would say, you know, right now maybe they're going through something tough in life or circumstances are hard. Has there ever been a time in your life where it's been hard but you've still chosen to have that joy?
Yes, the death of our son, you know, by far the toughest thing that I've ever had to handle. You know, I wouldn't wish that challenge on anyone, but that's been the toughest thing. But even through that, I know that there, I've tried to keep the joy of the promise we have of eternal life. That's been 30 years ago, but it's still tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I know that you serve in a way here at Memorial Road when families are going through that type of pain, and you bring joy to those families as well. That's such an important time. Mm-hmm. And to know that you are able to bring them an encouragement and some joy, how does that feel, I guess, to know that people see that in you, that they are encouraged by you?
Well, having walked through it, you know, and worked through it, I know to a degree when a person loses a loved one, it is a tough time, you know, emotionally, etc., and just try to be there for them. And my ministry here, you know, when a death occurs, I try to work with the family, work with the church staff, work with the funeral home, and just help the funeral to be everything that the family wants it to be. And I think if they know that they have someone who will help to lead them and guide them through, like every good minister does here, I know that's an encouragement to them. And just be there for them and, you know, give them your telephone number and say, if you need to call, any way we can help you in this situation, let us. It brings a lot of satisfaction, and I know that it's helpful to the family that have lost a loved one.
I know for a lot of us, as we look to our parents and our grandparents, and we think as we get older, we want to be a joyful person. We don't want to grow up and be grumpy or, you know, be negative or anything like that. But we want to be encouragers and have joy as we get older. What do you think about the idea that there are people here who they see you and they see the attitude that you have and they think, as I get older, I want to be like you. I want to have the type of joy that you have.
Mm. Well, I hope they don't pattern their life after me, you know, would try to follow the Lord Jesus together and so on. But I would be naturally very pleased if someone develops that joy or has that joy, or we can help them, you know, in any way. Just want to do that. And I have prayed for years that I will not turn out to be a grumpy old man. I want to be a sweet old man. And hopefully, you know, dementia will not take me to that. But if it does, and I've told Loretta, if I get to be grumpy, and then put me in a room and lock the door.
I bet that would be hard for her to do. What would you say? Also, you mentioned you prayed for that and your faith and the study and your experience as a preacher. Are there verses that stick out to you that about encouragement, about joy, about that you've focused on to help yourself to remember, as I get up this morning, I'm going to encourage someone. I'm going to be joyful.
Okay. Scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always, you know, and that's repeated twice in the book of Philippians, First Thessalonians, you know, we're told again there to rejoice in the Lord, and no matter what happens, going to rejoice. All right, go back to the book of Nehemiah, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he'll just help us through. He always has, always will. And he has made great promises. He has never, ever broken a promise. And therefore, we trust him and just keep on keeping on.
Is there anything else about joy or that about the encouraging attitude that you have that you would want to share?
Yeah, I don't know. Just try to be, you know, that person. And I'm glad that the Lord has blessed me and my wife, you know, for the great long marriage. I've been able to do things I never dreamed that I'd be able to do, such as overseas trips, mission trips, etc., meeting people from foreign countries and seeing their faith and courage when they have very, very little of this world's goods, but they're happy in the Lord. And that has helped me, and I try to be very thankful to what I have here. And I tell people, if every American citizen would go to a third world country for 1 week out of every year, we would be a more grateful nation. And I believe that, you know, to be true. But nevertheless, I'm going to try to be a joyful person that will help others and encourage others.
Thanks to Robert Hamm for this wonderful conversation, and thanks again to Shelley Eisen for conducting the interview. Next week, we visit with Maxine Grayson about peace. We'll see you then.